Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? In 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, Paul writes and says, be an example in conduct. Seneca, the Roman statesman, said, and I quote, I govern my life and thoughts as though the world were to see one and read the other. Isn't that great counsel? Look, you can always predict what a person of integrity will do in these two areas. Number one, in business. Now, saying no to your boss usually isn't a good career move. But when faced with a choice between his career and his convictions, Daniel said no. He refused to eat the king's meat because it was a violation of God's law for a Jew to do it. Joseph refused to sleep with his boss's wife, and he went to prison for it. Elisha refused to accept a rich man's money in exchange for healing. Are you getting the idea? And the second area in which you can predict what a person of integrity will do is at home, first in business and then at home. The Bible says Noah saved his entire family from destruction by listening to God. And the first thing he did when he emerged from that ark after the flood was to build an altar. Now stop and think about that. Noah had an altar before he had a home. Most of us have homes, but we have no prayer altar. And it shows. Lot, on the other hand, lost his wife and his sons-in-law to the destructive influences of Sodom. Listen to me. Today, issues of character that once raised alarm don't even raise an eyebrow, but they should. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1. Paul writing, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.